Here is ABC News' Alex Stone, who is in California. He's covering this, to me, one of the crazier stories of the year that will actually impact how we live our lives.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
One of those things
Definitely.
That actually will change how we behave. And it's being fought right now with the folks at Apple and how much access the government has to data on people's individual phones when, oh, let's say they're a terrorist. And I'm confused here, Stone Pony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By where this case, how this case got as public as it did, because the government wanted to figure out, this goes back to the San Bernardino terrorists, right? The husband and wife team and right. their phones. And they wanted to be able to get information on their phones because this guy had a separate work phone. Is that right? That was
an
Apple phone?
Yeah, it was issued by the county, the health department that he worked for.
Right. And so why wouldn't the government of San Bernardino County have access to the data on his phone?
Well, if you have a station phone right now and it's an iPhone, even though it may be issued by the station, they have no access onto your phone if you've got a passcode on it. And Apple says it designed the phones to be exactly that, so companies would know that their data is secure. Unless you have an app on your phone that gives your company access to some of the data, just a regular iPhone, it is so secure that even the FBI can't get into it. The FBI says it needs access to Syed Farouk's cell phone because it may give clues as to who he was talking to, if there are any other ISIS associates in the U.S. or overseas, if what sort of planning went into the attack, where he and his wife were before and after the attack, before they were killed. They say it could be a treasure trove of information, but they can't get into it. If you put in the wrong passcode 10 times, the phone deletes everything on the device. And they say they're about to that point. They've had the phone for 2 months. The best minds in the FBI cannot get into it. And Apple say no one's going to be able to get into it because only Apple software will work on an iPhone. And they would have to go and create a new iOS, a new operating system that would have a backdoor for law enforcement. And even though Apple is being ordered now by a federal judge to help out the FBI and make that software, somewhat unprecedented ruling to go and create something, mm-hmm. Apple is saying no, that it would be creating a monster, that it would open the door to hackers who would then be able to get into the phone, to law enforcement in the future, that even though the White House and the FBI say this would be a one-time case and then you could completely destroy that new operating system.
Oh, my God.
And do it.
Oh, you disappeared for a moment in the middle of that. That must be the government doing it, or Apple. Hey, wait a second. You know, you and I.
Can you still hear me?
Hold on.
We couldn't hear you for 2 seconds.
Stone Pony, you and I both work for ABC. And I have to have they have access to our information on our phones.
Hopefully you guys can hear me now. I could hear you the whole time. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. We can hear you.
We got you.
Okay, good.
But so, I know that, at ABC, mm-hmm. Disney, they have this thing that they put on our phones where they have access to everything on our phones.
Everything on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Well, what it is, Mobile Iron is the one that Disney uses, that they have access to your email and some other things that they have that they own. Now, they claim, at least, IT will tell you, that the apps that you use, everything else they don't have access to, and not a lot of companies use that. The bigger ones probably do, but not every company has an app on the phones that they give out that gives them access to what you're doing on the phone. Now, when you get a phone from a large company, sometimes you are told this app is on it, and it does allow us to trace it. Still, though,
Dave, that's what they're doing.
They're
Disney's doing that right now. Mickey Mouse is sitting in Orlando, and he's working with Barack Obama and Donald Trump on as a gigantic conspiracy. Hold on. You know, we lost you again, and I don't understand what's going on. I honestly think it's
his iPhone.
I think it's your mobile iron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put that right on the phone for you there, Alex. Stop talking.
Disney sure does have control.
Oh, they
want to make sure they tell you what to say,
what's right.
I don't know where I keep going. I'm on a landline phone. I can hear you guys fine.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, you know what? I know what the problem is.
What is the problem?
We were having a problem on our end. That's our problem. Yes, we were. I received an email that I'm sure the government looked at before I read it this
morning. I'm sure a lot of people did see that.
That said that we might have this problem throughout the afternoon here.
Alex, it seems to me like it's such a compelling argument to say, hey, this could prevent further other terrorist cells that might be alive in America right now or elsewhere planning to attack us, or in the case of pedophiles or so many other cases.
Right.
It does seem like there are compelling arguments here. I understand the privacy part of it, but is Apple saying the only way possible to break into this particular phone is a backdoor way that opens up all iPhones? Is that?
Yeah, they're saying that they would have to create this iOS and that it would put all of us in danger of hackers getting into it, of law enforcement getting into it. And, you know, so the selling point for iPhones in China is that, and they're doing so well there because the people of China don't want their government looking at their data, and they know with an iPhone that their government can't get into it. A lot of companies go with the iPhone. Disney allows the iPhone because they know it is secure, and, well, maybe your company can get into it, that nobody else is going to be able to get into it when you have that passcode set. That Apple says this would be go against everything that they created the iPhone for and why companies and individuals go with it now. They say your data would be at risk of hackers, at law enforcement, that the next time there's a bigger, badder case, that law enforcement would say, well, you did it one time, you can do it again, and that would open the door to all of this. They say they will not comply right now as they appeal to the appellate court, most likely to go to the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, a fairly liberal court typically, and then it will probably go to the Supreme Court, one side or the other, bringing it up to that level. So, you know, there are very strong sides to this. Interesting, though, not down political, it's going on both sides. Among the Republicans out on the trail today, some are saying, Apple, turn over that data right now. This is national security. Others are saying, no, you know, this is you don't want the federal government imposing rule upon private companies and let Apple do what it thinks is best. That this really isn't, at this point, a political argument. It seems like it's a lot of personal belief, and some are very strong on Apple should do what it wants to do. Some are very strong on this is about saving American lives to see where Farouk and his wife communicating with terrorists here at home who could be planning something else. And they say that Apple needs to hand over that data right now.
All right. Mm. Alex Stone, Stone Pony from LA.
By the way, just to not to cut you off, but Trump and Rubio and some of the others are actually agreeing with Obama today on this, saying Apple needs to hand over data. You don't hear that.
Trump for sure.
Oh, for Trump, he's definitely going to do that because I'm going to give it to him real good. I'm going to give him a what for. You know, that's his whole thing. All right. Alex Stone, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Trump probably wants him to torture Apple. All means
necessary. I'm going to waterboard that. Who's the new guy? I'd waterboard Steve Jobs, but he's dead, right?
It's Cook, right?
Cook. I want to waterboard
Tim
him.
Cook. All right.